All right, Rabotai, just one quick she'ela in the halakha. So we know that kohanim are commanded to make the beracha for the kahal, b'nisi'ut kafam. They lift their hands up and they give a beracha. We also know that the Gemara in Ketubot, Daf Kaf Dalet Amud Bet, says, Zar hanose kapav over be'aseh. That a zar, a non-kohen, that goes up to make birkat kohanim, is over aseh, is transgressing a positive commandment. So the question we have over here is, sometimes you have a father who wants to bless his children, birkat kohanim, or you have a rabbi that wants to bless his student, birkat kohanim, or we go to weddings, and sometimes not only they invite the kohanim, but they invite the grandparents and the rabbanim to put their hands up, to give the beracha of kohanim to the hatam bekala. Is that a problem of zar? Is that a problem of a non-kohen using his hands to give the beracha of birkat kohanim? So we reference to the Kafa Hayim in Kuf Chafchet, in Otchet, that says, Shezara nose kapav she'over. When do we say azar is over? Hainu davka kishemitkaven nekayem mitzvah lebarek et Yisrael kemo shenistavu ha-kohanim. When he's being mechaven to fulfill this mitzvah, like the kohanim have to bless the people. Aval im eno mechaven l'shem mitzvat berkat kohanim, he's just doing it to bless. Then adraba, it's okay, en baze isud. And as a matter of fact, Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Re'eh, in Halakha Yud Zayin, says about the minhag they used to have at the bar mitzvahs. They would invite the rabbis to come, and then at a certain point during the seudah, they would ask the gadol shebahem, even though he wasn't necessarily a kohen, v'hagedolim shebekiruim, or the gedolim, yanichu yedehem al rosho. They place their hands, vibarichu oto birkat kohanim, and they give them birkat kohanim. And in this book over here at Bishnaburat Tiferet, in the footnote over here, he says that from the Pachad Yitzhak in Ma'arechet Beracha, Hineni ro'eh minhag tov she'achemim yibarchu letamideihem ve'avot et beneihem im shtei yadayim. Clearly, he says with two hands, like Aaron did it, ve'chein ra'u la'asot la'pi yasod. And that's also the Gaon Ya'abetz in his Sidur on Friday night over there, Ot Zayin. Yesh lakpid lebarech b'shtei yadayim. V'shekin haya noheg mor abi v'gaon hacham tzevi. So therefore, lema'aseh, there would be no problem even for a non-kohen to lift his hands up and place it on the head and have birkat kohanim, so long as, again, he's not mechaven to fulfill the mitzvah of birkat kohanim b'nisiut kafayim.